Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. You should be yourselves from Ramanam Rashi Yichu, and Ishbus Marasesta Basru, Chayu Chevet, Fega Basmichal Disbasia, Social Israel, Tyson Misechus Yavam, Snafir Amad Aleph, asks, how come Vim Taymav, a listening agency, Shepatel Sarasa, why doesn't the Mishnah mention the case of an Ashes Ish? The Mishnah lists 15 cases of Ervids that patted their tsaris, their co wives. So why don't we also mention an Eishes Ish, the cheap patters tzara. So what's that case? A person says to a woman, "Hareze giteich on condition amenas shetelot tinasi leploni, that you don't get married to ploni, to pligi amagarish, the machlokas hamagarish, that it's just somebody if somebody's magarish his wife, and he says to her at muteres lechol adam el leploni." Rebbe Lezer is matir, and the Chachamim aser. To the Rebbe Lezer, have a get. Muteris to call Adam. So if he says to her that you're muteris to everybody, except for Pliny, the get isn't a good get, klape Pliny. So according to Rebbe Lezer, it's a get. According to Chachamim, it's not, but according to Lezer, it's a get. And she's muteris to call Adam, but Sura Lasa Pliny. Vimni says, and if this woman gets married, lechav, lachiv, to the brother of this man who she's forbidden to in this Tanai in the get, umeis, and he dies. Enough for the Yibum, and then, so in other words, the brother dies, and now she falls in Yibum to the man who she's asked to. So she's absolved from chalitza and Yibum because of Eishasish. Why? Because like above, she's asked to Eishasish. Because vis-a-vis him, she's still married. And poteres sarasik and kol harayis. So why isn't this mentioned in the Mishnah? Even though, okay, we're not going to get into that. Midrabanan, skipping a little bit into this. The one who learns on the Gimel Lamed Beis, the Erva Poteres Tzarasa, and we learn from Me Achos Isha. Where do we learn that an Erva Patres Tzara? From Achos Isha, she Erva Poteres Tzarasa. Af Kol Erva Poteres Tzarasa. That's where we learn that Erva Poteres Tzarasa from Achos Isha, from a man's wife's sister. So the man, according to this man, Damar Nicha, this kasha we asked from Achos Isha is going to be resolved. Why? Because the late Dami Hach, Achos Isha, you can't compare the case of Achos Isha to Achos Isha. And there's no din that she's going to pater her tzara. Why? Dalmanasha lo tinatzi, that if he says to her, in condition that you don't get married to Ploni, she's usher to him, only b'nisuin. She's only aser b'nisuin. B'shar yalei, but the Tanai doesn't aser znus. So since she's not aser legamrei out to the Tanai, you can't compare it to Achos Isha, it's aser legamrei. And if the Tanai was amanas shelo to baali, if the Tanai was on the condition that you don't have bia with him, so yichol es kadesh lo, then she can be miskadeshes to him. And the kedushin will be toifis, since she wasn't nevelas, and the Tanai get wasn't his battle. And you can't compare it to Achos Isha, that even Kiddushin aren't Taifis. Therefore, it makes sense. She's not going to ask her at Tzara, because you can't compare it to Achos Isha. You can't compare this case of Eishes Ish to Achos Isha. So, in order to understand that the Hemshech Dibrei HaTosfos, we have to be makdim as follows. The Gemara over there in Gittin, Pei Beis, Pei Gimel, has a shaka of Atari, but plukta the Rav Lez of Rabbanim. If this El Leplaini is Mashma Chutz Leplaini, which is a shear in the get, that she's leaving him out, you're divorced from everybody except to this guy, he's leaving him out. There is Machlokas Rebbe Lezer Rabbanan. But if he says Al Menas Shelo Tabi Lebalei Plani, on condition they don't have beer with Plani. So according to in this case, everybody holds the get. It's like any other Tanai. He's making a Tanai, so it's Peseder. Or maybe no. Maybe this Ella is Almanas. And that's where their machlokas is. Machlokas is if he says Almanas. But when he says Chutz Miploni, makes a shear in the get. Even Rebbe Lezer agrees that it's not a get because he's Mishar in the get. It's not a proper get. It's machlokas Tanaim. And there on Daf Hegemel Amad Aleph, we bring a Braisa, the Sanya Modi, Rebbe Lezer, Magarish, Ishtai, You're mutter to everybody except for Pliny, and she goes and marries somebody from the shuk, and then she becomes an almana or a grusha. She muteres l'zeh shenesra alav. So now she's permitted to the one she was originally asked to. So we see that according to that man de Yomar, that holds that Rabbi Elazar argues, b'shiul, Rabbi Elazar holds that a shiur beget is okay, that it's still a valid get. If she gets married to somebody else, and then she's Miss Almain or Miss Gareshes, she's Mutter L'Cholada. Mashen came to Almanaz, that the Tanai is Kaim Loila. In the case of Almanaz, that Tanai is forever. It's only in the case where Madhya Velazar Magarisha Sishtav Amala Radim Teras Lakhaladam Chutzmi Plani. So you see it's a case of Shiur, because he says Chutz. And she marries somebody else. In such a case, when she goes there to marry somebody else, and then he dies or divorces her, then she's mutter to the kol adam. That's in the case of Shiur, Mashen Kein, in the case of Almanas, that the Tanai is Lolam. If he says Almanas, then the Tanai is forever. So now we get back to the Tosfos. So let's say he made it tonight that you don't marry Ploni and you don't have bia with Ploni. And now she can't do anything. She can't have bia business and she can't even be miskadesh. So that's like achos isha. So Nami, it's also not a kasha why we don't teach it in our Mishnah. Because the ichashiv shiur kol chutz miploni, because if this is considered a shiur in the get, like chutz miploni, in kein shar yalei, the mishen esra alav, if it's considered a shir in the get, that he left over in the get, like in the case of chutz miploni, so shar yalei kinesis lachiv kaidim. So she's permitted to the one she was forbidden to earlier. When she first marries his brother, because what happened? What happened was she divorced so-and-so, Reuven. And Reuven said on condition that you don't have Nisuin or Bila with Shimon. Then she goes ahead and she marries Levi, Shimon's brother. And then Levi dies. So now she falls to Shimon. So Shimon, she can be with Shimon. Why? Because if this is a shir in the get, like chutz miploni, so she's permitted to Shimon. In other words, Sosa's thing, possibly, that if he says to the woman that both things, almanas shaloi tinasi velo tibali, so that might be considered a shiur, just like chutz miploni. And if that's a shiur, what do we say about a shiur? That if you make a shiur, that if you make an absolute divorce and leave one guy out, so if she marries somebody else, then she's allowed to go back to this guy. That's the case over here. But she married Reuven. She divorced Reuven. Reuven made a shiur, but she's now allowed to have a bia or nisuin with Shimon. She goes in and marries Levi, And then Levi dies. So now that there's a man in the interim, we said in the case of Shira, in the case of Chutz, when there's a man in the interim, then all bets off. She's allowed to marry Shimon, no problem. And certainly her tzara is going to be with Harris to Shimon. Again, if he only makes a, if he only says one of the two, Amanashalo Tinasi, Amanashalo Tabali, that's not like Achaisisha. Because Achaisisha is both. Both Kiddushin and Bia. And if he says to her, Amanashalo Tinasi Lo Tabali, Nami Ichashiva Shiur, Kumabuchutz Laploni, so if we consider it, Shiur in the get, and it's considered like Chutz Miploni. So, Sharyalei, she's permitted to this man she was originally asked to, Kinitzlach of Kodim, she marries his brother first. So she can do Yibum, and certainly her Tzara is Muteris. And Vafilu Ilochash of Shiur, even if you consider this a case of Tanai, and then if it's a Tanai, it doesn't help that she married Levi first. She's not allowed to come back to Shimon. Nevertheless, Mikol Makom Leidami Lachais Isha. You still can't compare it to Achais Isha. To Pater her Tzara. Why? The Hasan Bishas Nefila Habe Achais Isha. Because there, immediately Bishas Nefila, she's Achais Isha. And therefore she's forbidden to him. And she's Ptur and Pater's Tzara. Abalacha, when he writes in the Get, to exclude Ploni, Bishas Nefila, when she falls, she's not an Ashish. Why not? Because the get was matir to everybody. She wasn't a married woman anymore. And when does she become an Ashish? Achatibala. She actually have Bia with Shimon in order for her to be an Ashish to Reuven. Retroactively. So even if you consider it a Tanai, and therefore it doesn't matter that she was married to somebody else before, she's still not allowed to be. In other words, she was married to Reuven, and he said everybody except for Shimon. And then she marries Levi. So now Levi goes, and now she's back to Shimon. So she's still not considered b'shas nefila and eshesish vis-a-vis Shimon until she has beer with him. And then the Tanai is going to be mizbatel and she's an eshesish l'mafreya. Avalo mishas nefila. She's only going to pater at tzara if she's mishas nefila like eshesisha. But here she's not an eshesish mishas nefila, only mishas beila. Vafilu. And even if you don't accept that, and you say she is considered an Eishasish b'shas nefila, she's not allowed to marry him. And therefore, she's like Achais Isha, and she should pater her tzara, because she's also b'shas nefila, just like Achais Isha. You still can't compare it to Achais Isha. Why? Kevin Shim Tibal Liyavam Shinesalav Havya Ashes Ish Lahis Ashes Achiv Meilam. Still can't compare it to Achais Isha, because if she's Nivellas to the Yavam to whom she was forbidden, she's an Ashes Ishlam Afreya. V'lohaisa eishes achiv me'ola. Helkach lo patra tzarasa. Now, if she has bia with Shimon, if she does yibum with Shimon, it turns out that she was never Levi's wife. Why was she never Levi's wife? Because she was still married to Reuven. And there was no Tfisas Kedushin, because the whole marriage to Levi is contingent upon the fact that she doesn't end up with Shimon. But the second she ends up with Shimon, Levi's brother, then it turns out she was married to Reuven all along. Shimtit Yaben Yuval Lamafre Shaloite Shatish Eshtachiv. And therefore, lo nafla lefanav lo pata tzarasa. And you can't compare this to Achos Ishtai. Because Achos Ishtai, even if she does Yibum, so the Yifka Isser Tzarasa, it's still going to be an Isser on the Tzara. But here, there's going to be no Isser on the Tzara, because there was no... If she ends up having Yibum with Shimon, then it turns out she was never married to Levi, and then it's really not Yibum because she was married to Reuven all along. She says she never got married to Levi at all, because she was married to Reuven all along, it turns out. The get was never Chal. And if she was never married to Levi, she was never Nofel Bifnei Shimon. And she was never Nofel Bifnei Shimon, and her Tzara was never Aser. Can't compare that to the case of Achos Ishtai. She'im Titiabem, if we talk of this woman, again, she marries Reuven, and then Reuven says, Amanas, that you don't marry Shimon. And she goes to Levi, and then Levi dies, and now she goes with Shimon. And she does Yibum with Shimon. So when she does Yibum with Shimon, now it turns out that her marriage to Levi was never a marriage. Because she was still married to Reuven all along, because Reuven only said on Manasseh that she doesn't go with Shimon. She ended up going with Shimon. So the Mafreya, the marriage of Levi, is off. So you can't compare that to the case of the of Achos Ishtai. Achos Ishtai, even after she does the forbidden Yibum, her Tzara is still forbidden. But here, in our case, her Tzara is not going to be forbidden because she was never Nofel Yabam Leshimon, because she was never really married to Levi. We have to understand the Kasha of Tosfos, that in the case of Amanas, Shelot Hinasi Leploni, when he says, on condition that you don't marry Ploni, she should pater her tzara as Ishes Ish. She should pater her tzara because she's an Ishes Ish. Why? Because if she, like we said before, she marries Ploni's brother, and then she falls to Ploni, so she'll be an Eishes Ish. That was Tosfos Kasha. And the question is, on that question, now, kolot shelo nesa laploni, she's not an eishes ish. Until she actually marries Ploni, she's not an eishes ish. So what din erva does she have now that's going to pater her tzara? She's only becoming an eishes ish after she marries Ploni, to whom she's forbidden to marry. That was the condition of her original divorce. But in the meantime, she's not an Eishes Ish to anybody. And from Tosfos, we see even in their Teretz that it should pater her tzara. It's just not dumya la'achos isha. What did Tosfos say in the Teretz? Tosfos says that mikol kom lo dumya la'achos isha, because there b'shas nefila she's achos isha. And here b'shas nefila ain't Eishes Ish achet shibala. Tosfos
Tosfos says, but here, and even if you consider an Eish HaSish, because if she ends up having bia with this man, with this Shimon, turns out that she was really married to Reuven all along, and therefore she's considered an Eish HaSish to Reuven. You still can't compare it, because if she has bia with this Yavam, with this Shimon, so then she was never Eish HaSachiv, and therefore she doesn't pater her tzara. But before that, Tosfos says, Lo dami, makom kom lo dami lachas isha, dasam b'shas nefila v'achas isha. V'alacha b'shas nefila, ein Eish HaSish at shetibala. In other words, in theory, she should pater her tzara. But the reason she doesn't is because it's not dami la'achas isha. It's not similar enough to achas isha. Achas isha b'shas nefila, she's achas ishta. And here b'shas nefila, she's not an Eish HaSish. And the question is, ma keshe? She has no din erva in the meantime. So in the kasha, it's not even a question, because in the meantime, she's not an Eish HaSish. And even in the teretz, we say b'seder, because in the meantime, she's not an Eish HaSish. Because b'shas nefila, she's not an Eish HaSish. But it's mashman Tosfos that, in theory, she should pater her tzara. The only reason she doesn't, there is what to pater her tzara. The only reason she doesn't is because not dami lach HaSisha. Why should she pater her tzara? She's not an erva. And the p'tur of tzara is only going to be shayich in a case where she doesn't have bia with the yavam. Because if she has bia with the yavam, then she's an eshes l'mafreya. And like we said, lo yisa eshes achiv me'olam. She was never really married to Levi, it turns out. And memela, tzara is an aser. And when she doesn't have bia with the yavam, and she wasn't over on the Tanai, and she's a Megureshes Gemura, and she has no din ever to pater the tzara. So we're trying to understand where this woman who had a Tanai, she divorces Reuven on the condition that she doesn't have bia with Shimon. And then she ends up marrying Levi. Mehechi Tesi that she should be considered an Eish HaSish. Why is she an Eish HaSish to pater her tzara from Shimon? In the meantime, she's nothing. In the meantime, she's still divorced from Reuven. And if she's divorced from Reuven, then she's not considered an Eish HaSish. And if she ends up having bia with Shimon, and it turns out the whole thing didn't start because she was never married to Levi. And therefore her co-wife is in a tzaras erva. She was never married to Levi in the first place. So what's this din erva, the pater the tzara? We don't know where she's in erva. Where she's in Eish HaSish. In the meantime, she's not in Eish HaSish. So the explanation may be as follows. Says Marin of Rabbeinu Rabbi Abba that Tesis Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Mishnah's Peah, Paragvah Mashiach Aleph asks, how is it Shaykh in Inyan of Tanai, but Makadi Shisha Amanat Shein Lechalai Sherksus V'ayna? A person can make a Tanai as Makadish a woman on condition that he doesn't have to feed her, clothe her, have beer with her. Because without the chisaron of masa mashkatsa b'torah, Tanai would be effective.
But how could such a tnai be effective? Sharei tnai, who kshoyse is a maise or maise, shim iskaim a tnai, iskaim a maise. But such lo iskaim a tnai, lo iskaim a maise. What's a tnai? If you fulfill the tnai, the maise is a maise. And if you don't fulfill the tnai, the maise is not a maise. But if it's a makadesh, a manas, she'en lachalai sherksus v'ayna, he's doing the maise kedusha b'chol eifin. He just doesn't want to be mischai v'sherksus v'ayna. So how's that shaykh to tnai? Tnai is, if you do X, then Y happens. You don't do X, then Y doesn't happen. But here, it's not a tnai. Here he's saying, I want to be Makadish, and the Kedushin is a Kedushin Gemurim, I just don't want to have Sherek Sus and Ayna. In theory, it works, if not for Masna Mashkot of the Torah. And he has a similar kasha, Amenash Shalotish Mateni Shvius, Amenash Shem Lechalai Noah. Same thing, it's going to be a halva no matter what. Not that the halva is contingent, Shalotish Mateni Shvius. It's not that the transaction is contingent upon Ayna Lechalai Noah. So Ayin Shem and Rabbi Kiva Egan Rishnai is Peah Perak Fav Mishnei Aleph. However, the Yatzim Mahalach of Rabbi Kiva Egan, the Gedder Vinyin Tanai is She'oises and Maisa Al-Tzachi is Kaima Tanai. And on the other side, if the Tanai is not Miskayim, then there's no Maisa. We see not like that from Tosin Subas. And in Vav Aman Aleph, the Yimasa Rezim Kadesh. Tosin there asks, how does Rabbi Meir hold the Mekadish Shalmanash and Lechalei Shekhsus Vayna? The reason Kudeshes with no bottle that she's married in the Tanai's bottle, or hisn beferish for kafli tonight. He made him a furish at tonight, and he was kaifel at tonight. That if he's mischayv v'sherksus vayna, then he's not mekadishir. That's his answer. Vaymeri dilav yafinu tonight benegar meiruvin havamina. The shum tonight mevatel is a ma'isa. Did we not learn from negar meiruvin? You would think that no tonight is mevatel a ma'isa. If you lois kaim b'sof a ma'isa, could b'sof a ma'isa a kaim. And even if you don't kaim the tonight, the ma'isa is kaim. That we learn from Bnei Gad and Reuven, that a Tanai is Mevatel the Maisa, meaning Daf Kishen or Masna Mashkatz of the Torah. Now that we learn that Tanai can Mevatel the Maisa, it's Daf when you're not Masna Mashkatz of the Torah, that Dumi Bnei Gad and Reuven, that they weren't Masna Mashkatz of the Torah. So we see from Tosfos that without the Xeris Kutzav of Tanai, the Tanai wouldn't be Mevatel the Maisa would be Kain B'Cholev. We see from Tosfos, she'enu yochol lasis ma'aser rak al atzad she'is kaim atanai. Val atzad, she'lo yis kaim, eno yis yis ma'aser. Not like Rabbi Kiva. Now that exerts a kasev of Tanai, we see from Tosfos that the Tanai wouldn't be mevatel the ma'aser would be kaim. What Rabbi Kiva want to say? Rabbi Kiva want to say that the gedder of Inyan Tanai is that you're only doing the Maisa al tzachi iskaima Tanai. Otherwise, there's no Maisa. Tosfos is not like that. Tosfos says that the Tanai is miskaim. It's not for the Xeris HaKosov of Tanai b'nei Gad b'nei Ruvain. The Tanai wouldn't be mevatel the Maisa. The Maisa would be kaim no matter what. So you can't do a mice only on the tzad that the tanai is miskayim. And on the tzad that the tanai is not miskayim is not also the mice. No. The mice is kayim v'chol se v'chol mikra. So that's how Tos explains the havamina of Rabbi Meir Shita. That's because Makadi Shinish Almanas Shem Lachalai Shirksus Vaina, she's Takam Makudeshes. And the Tanai is Batal. And the Mice is not Tali in the Tanai, despite the fact that he made a Tanai Beferish and he was Kofel the Tanai. Still, the Mice is Kaim with Tanai's Batal. Why? Because if not for B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvain, so the Mice is Miskaim no matter what. And B'nai Gad B'nai Ruvain isn't against what's written in the Torah. And here it's against what says, here it's Masna Mashkatz of the Torah. And therefore you don't learn from B'nai Gad B'nai Ruvain. And Memela, the Mice is Kayim. Even though the Tanai is not Miskayim. Not like Rabbi Kivager. Kivager wanted to say
that when you make a tin, that a mice is always contingent on the tanai. Well, it's not. See, from Tosis, not like that. So the gather is that a person who makes a, the person who does a maisa, he's a bailim only to do the maisa or not to do the maisa. But if he does the maisa, he doesn't have the koch to say this maisa is only going to be kaim, this kaim, al oifen shall oifen shall iskaim et tanai lo yela maisa. He's not the bailim to say that the maisa is only going to be miskaim if the tanai is miskaim. Tanai is not miskaim, the maisa is not miskaim. That he doesn't have the power to say. Why? Shekevin sheish la maisa koach lifol chalois. So the maisa is a koach lipol chalois is part of chalois b'chol ofen. Since mitzad etzim a maisa is no difference if tanai is miskayim or not. He did the maisa, and therefore he does a maisa al tanai. Since ba koach muchot is doing the maisa, so memela it's going to be chal b'chol ofen galam mitzad shleis kaim at tanai. And if we need exeris a kasev at tanai, shem leis kaim at tanai lo yochel a maisa. And that's where the Gzeres HaKasa of Tanaim comes in, B'nai Gadam, B'nai Ruben. Never B'nai Gadam, B'nai Ruben, that the Tanaim is Mevat of the Maisa. If you're not Mekayim the Tanaim, then the Maisa is not Miskayim. But if not for Tanaim, B'nai Gadam, B'nai Ruben, then the Maisa is Miskayim B'chol Mikra. So according to this, it would appear that the Gedra in Tanaim is that since he's doing a Maisa, and he's the Bailam and a Maisa, and therefore the Torah gave him a Koyach, the shanas is din ha-maisa l'aniach b'maisa din shal l'atzmai. V'anim sh'yochol l'aniach b'maisa din sh'ha-maisa yatoli v'kiyum ha-tanai. Sh'im lo yiskayim ha-tanai lo yochol ha-maisa. So what's the gather of the union of tanai now? That we have this gzeres ha-katsav of tanai. And since he's doing the maisa, he's the bailam on the maisa, and therefore the Torah gives him the koyach to be mishan of the maisa and to put in the maisa din of himself that he wants. Notice he can put in the maisa din that the maisa is going to be talib kiyumah tonight. That if the tonight is not miskayim, the maisa is not going to be chal. According to this, the kasha Rebbe Akiva Eger is not a kasha. The Baal Menashe shein lo chalai k'sher k'sus v'ayna. There's no union of tonight at all. Because the etzem chiddush of tonight is that he can be put in the maisa din shel atzmai. Just this can be in a few different ways. He could be meiniach b'maisa din shel atzmoi, sh'maisi atala b'kiyum atanai. He could put in the maisa din of himself that the maisa is going to be tefillah b'diyum atanai, and if the tanai is not miskayim, the maisa is not going to be chal. And he can also put in his own din of the maisa kedushin, shelo yochol al yidei zeh din sher k'sus v'ayna. V'cheinu v'amanas shelo tib sh'teini shviyas, v'amanas shein lechol sher k'sus v'ayna v'chol kai gafna. After the chisaron of mas namash kasa b'torah, in other words, he can put the din shel atzma. That's what's mischadesh in the dinim of tanai. He could put a din shel atzma in the tanai. That what? That the tanai is only even miskayim. If the mice is going to be miskayim, if the tanai is miskayim. And the Maisa Kedushin won't be Chal. But he can put in the Maisa Kedushin his own din, that there should be no Sherek Susanayna. That's what the Dine Tanam, Dine Tanam give him that power. So again, what did Rabbi Akiva Eger ask? Rabbi Akiva Eger ask, Tanai is that it's the mice is taller in the kiyum atanai, and here it's not. Here the mice is going to be miskayim b'chol mikra. The answer is no. The chiddush in tanai is that you can put your own din in the mice. Without the Gzeres HaKasav of Tanaim, then the person is not to buy them. So the Maisa is Miskayim B'chol Mikra.
Now that we have Gzeiros HaKasid with Tanaim, we learn you're allowed to put your din in the Maisa. How do you put your din in the Maisa? If you make a Tanaim, it's one way of putting your din in the Maisa. And your Tanaim is, if it's Miskayim, Tanaim is Miskayim, the Maisa is Miskayim. If Tanaim is not Miskayim, the Maisa is not Miskayim. Zofen Echad. And there's another way, like by Kedushin. If not for the problem of being Masa Mashkasa B'Torah, then he could put his din in the Maisa, which means that he's doing a Maisa Kedushin, and the Maisa Kedushin is going to be Chal B'Chol Mikra. Because he's saying, in this Maisa Kedushin, I can put my din in this Maisa. And my din is going to be no Sher Ksus Anoyna. So that's Rabbi Kiva Eger's kash. Rabbi Kiva Eger's kash is, how's it shayach l'tanai v'makadi shamanat shein l'chalai sher ksus v'ayna? Without the chesaron masna mashikos v'tor would be effective meaning tanai like we're seeing suvis. Aya tanai is that the mice is totally in the kiyum at tanai, and here it's not. The answer is no, it's not pshat in tanai. Pshat in tanai is, once we learn the gidrei tanai from the negadim neiruvim, pshat in tanai is that you can put your din in the mice. How do you do that? Either you can say, okay, if you fulfill this tanai, the mice is miskayim, and if not, not. Or you can say, okay, I'm going to do this Maisa, but this Maisa is going to go along with X. With that's also putting your din in the Maisa. So for him, for the Kasha Rabbi Kiva Eger, that you can do that. That's part of the din of Tanaim. That your Maisa is not totally in the Tanaim. The Maisa is Miskayim even without the Tanaim. According to this, we can answer the kasha Tosis. That Almanasha lo tenasi l'plaini, he can pater his tsara, she can pater her tsara, mitam erves eish esish. How? Because as far as Yibum is concerned, that was what the Tosis kasha was, right? Tosis kasha was, v'lisne eish esish shepoik to peretz tsarasa. An Eish HaSish, if she's going to end up being an Eish HaSish to her first husband, if she does Yibum, so she should pater her tzara. So we asked, yeah, in the meantime, she's not an Eish HaSish. What's the problem? Shouldn't pater her tzara. The answer is, Lenin Yibum, she's an Eish HaSish even now. She wasn't yet over on the Tanai. Because it's Munach in the Heter HaGerishin Shela, Shutalu Im Lo Tainasa Liyavim. Her Heter HaGerishin is contingent on the fact that she doesn't marry this Yavam. Therefore, she already now has a din of an Eish HaSish, even though she wasn't over on the Tanai yet. Right now, before, she's not an Eish HaSish. But the whole Heter Gerushin is Talui in her not marrying this Yavam. And therefore, that makes her enough of an Eish HaSish to pater her tzara. Because if she would marry this Yavam, then she'd be an Eish HaSish. And would mean that would answer her to the Yavam, and therefore that would pater her tzara. Tosis afterwards is Mechalek, Shebashas, Nefila, Inesh, Asisha, Shtibola. They say, wait a second. Bashas, Nefila, she's not an Esh Asish right away. She's only an Esh Asish when she has beer with her, with him. That is the Pater Yibum. It's not enough Bedin Erva Legabe Yibum. As we said, that why does she Pater at Sarah? Because she's a Din Erva Legabe Yibum. She's a Din Esh Asish Legabe Yibum. If she does Yibum, and she becomes an Eish HaSish. So since she's a din Eish HaSish l'gabe Yibum, she's a din erva l'gabe Yibum, so she paters her tzara. Tos says, no, it's not enough. Because b'shas nefila, ain't a Eish HaSish ad shetibola.
the pater from Yibum, it's not enough to have a din erva legabe Yibum. You need a chetz of erva. And Avashas Nefesh is not a chetz of erva. It's not enough that there should be a din erva legabe Yibum, that if she does Yibum, she's an erva. She has to be a chetz of erva right now. Right now, she's not a chetz of erva. And that's the give and take of Tosfos. That the pater from Yibun is enough to have a din erva legabe Yibun, as she does. Legabe Yibun, she's a din erva because she does Yibun with this man, and she's turns out she's an Eshes Ish. Because her husband made a tanai with her. That she's only Megurashes if she doesn't go to this Yavam. She doesn't marry this Yavam. This man is later going to be her Yavam. So is that enough to pater tzara from Yibum or no? We require a cheftza of erva to pater from Yibum. And if she wasn't over on the tanai, she's not a cheftza of erva. And Mamela, she doesn't pater tzara. So we are not finished with Tosfos. There's a velt to say on this Tosfos, but we are part of the way through. We shed some light. And Mitzvah Shem, Mitzvah Shem Darkeinu, hopefully we'll be zochah to continue. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.